needs. We provide news, music worth listening to, and in-depth conversations about your community and the world. One of the many ways that you could contribute is to donate a vehicle that you no longer need, running or not. It can do wonders for WPFW, so donate it for a tax break for 2024. Go to WPFWFM.org or call 1-866-WPFW-CAR. That's 1-866-973-9227 for more information. Help WPFW continue building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Hello, I'm David Whetstone, and you're listening to member-supported WPFW Washington.
We only said goodbye with words. I died Hello. Welcome, welcome to Inside Out. Our show title today is Life After Loss. And that can mean so many different things to so many different people, especially at this time. I want to welcome in my beautiful co-host, Bianca. How are you?
Hello, Morgan. Doing good. How are you? Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. And for those, welcome to Inside Out. Inside Out, if you don't know, illuminates and celebrates the rich diversity, which is the LGBTQIA plus experience. And our groundbreaking show has aired since 2008. Touch my body. For those who know, if you know. And it is DC's only show of its kind on the FM dial. It one of only a handful in the country. As the name implies, we take you inside out the community to look at everything from pop culture to politics through this rainbow lens. And we are very, very proud to be a part of the legacy of public affairs programming on WPFW, the home of Jazz and Justice Radio. Inside Out airs every Monday at 6 p.m., 89.3 FM, and online on WPFWFM.org. Tune in and look for us on iTunes for a recording after the show. And please feel free to give us a call, have a shout out, say hello, give your opinion. 202-588-0893. And we have just started our winter pledge drive to Heal DC. So for new listeners and first time donors, you know, we encourage you for this free media experience to keep coming to you. And our monthly sustaining listeners, which is, you know, the recurring donations for a simple $10, $20 a month, you know, you can have a little bit of coffee at home and send that donation instead for just one day. And, you know, online donations are also welcome at WPFW.org. And, you know, again, you can also give us a call at 202-588-9739 or 800-222-9739. We also do texting WPFWFM to 801-801, Cash App, $ WPFWFM. And, you know, just understand that, you know, having the voices of many on our collective and other shows that are featured on WPFW, very important, especially in this day and age where we want to ensure we are constantly uplifting those who are not always able to be uplifted easily. We want to be able to keep speaking out as certain things have changed in our community or society, things that you're seeing, we're seeing. If you're not seeing it, then we will be more than happy to tell you what you're seeing or what you should be seeing. Bianca, how has February been going for you? This year has been a little bumpy.
You know, bumpy is probably saying it lightly, but it certainly has been very bumpy just in general. And I think platform like WPFWFM and our Inside Out Collective really is important now more than ever, right, to continue to be visible, to engage in very important conversation. That's why it is so important, to your point, Morgan, for our listeners to donate, right? If this is your first time hearing about our show or about this radio station and you like what you're hearing, we encourage you to do a one-time online donation or become a sustainer donor that is going to be party and continuing your support to ensure that, you know, we have a collective voice that we are amplifying in this space and in this organization. So We'll share a little bit more about how you can support us, whether a one-time donor or a sustainer. We have so many different avenues. You can text, you can call, you can check us online, you can go through our Cash App, all of those amazing things, and you'll hear more about that throughout the hour for tonight. So hopefully you'll continue to support us, or we'll start supporting the collective and WPF, WFM.
Yes, yes, yes. And so let's jump into it. So a few things have been going on, right? We did have a hiatus last month, and unfortunately the hiatus was dear friend of mine, who I consider sister, of course, in my life, which we can tap into about, you know, community and everything like that. You know, unfortunately, it passed away suddenly earlier, the first few days of New Year. So New Year's was very different, to say the least. And, you know, our last show was on the same day as her goodbye celebration, in a lighter understanding. So yes, to those who are used to hearing us, we're usually the second Monday of every month, 6 p.m. For Bianca and I to tell you what we feel and have wonderful interviews with amazing people in and out of our community. And so, yeah, you know, bringing it to life after loss. It's very different, you know, especially in mm-hmm. our community, Bianca, when we talk about the trans community and how chosen family is big, if not the biggest yeah. part of the community for us. You know, when we lose one of our own, it is definitely felt. So to say the least, I have been feeling that. And you know, I think a little bit about what I was able to share that evening at her wake was that she had a great understanding of what it was to be a trans woman in this world. You know, professional career, you know, as a medical professional, you know, was able to be who she wanted to be authentically, care and love and support. And, you know, own, you know, she had home and a partner of 14 years, you know, 14 years. Yeah. So these are things that I don't think a lot of times are highlighted, you know, in our community when it comes to, who we are when we're sitting at the table, who we are as just individuals. A lot of times I feel we get overshadowed by the kerfuffle, you know, bathrooms, you know, a certain appearance, the understanding of who we're dating or not dating, or, you know, whatever it may be, versus the humanity that we have in similarity with everybody out there. We are human, and we are able to do human things, believe it or not. Oh my God, we're able to do human things, like, you know, be with the same person for like 14 years. There's people outside of our community that can't be with people for 14 days. Ew. But it is what it is. Oh, and we're going to have to creep on that because it is a Valentine's week, which, you know, I love. I love that since being on this show, just so everybody knows, I have been on the week of Valentine's Day every single year since 2019. And I say that that is a goal. That is a goal of mine each year, because I do enjoy that. I do enjoy that. I love the essence of love, and I love the essence of what it's yeah. supposed to mean. Not that it should mean too much on the day, because a day is flowers and getting to know somebody, and then you find out 3 years later you shouldn't have gotten to know that person. You should have given back the flowers because it wasn't worth the time, darling. It wasn't worth the time. But we will get into all of this. I just wanted to give a little prelude to what we're going to be talking about on this show today. We're going to get a little messy. Let's just be a little fun, so it's not so drear and drab. But yeah. if you're here hearing a lot of the Amy Winehouse this evening. It is in dedication to my sister. She was a huge Amy Winehouse fan. We can laugh about some of the stories, Bianca, you and I, once we return. And remember, this is the Pledge Drive month, and we are looking forward to some of those pledges. But Inside Out, we'll be right back with you after this song. Here we are. Back with Inside Out, and that was a little inside joke between me and my girl whenever we would talk about some things, and we'd be like, you know what, that is thirsty, that is so thirsty, you know what, that is you thirsty for that, you're not really doing that though, but you know, we can get into that. And since it's the week of love, because we know it's fun to always understand that for some there is just an amazing time, and some people are better at episodes, not really the series. The series you don't always want to watch. Okay. So sometimes you just gotta turn the channel, and that's fine, you know. So enjoy the flowers, enjoy the fun, enjoy the lies, you know, as long as they can go. But you know, we have to come to a point where, you know, again, life after loss. So it's you understand where you're at and what works for you, and what doesn't work is continuous. what would you call it? Continuous debauchery. We'll call it that. We'll call it debauchery. And, you know, if you want to hear more of the debauchery each week, 6 p.m. Inside Out, you can tune in WPFW. And again, please, 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 we are looking for your donations here. You can call us at 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739. And again, you can give online at WPFWFM.org. $10, $20, whatever you can handle. Something fun to keep the free spirit and voices alive. And so, Bianca, you know, as a mother of the community, what do you feel when we lose one of our community members?
Yeah, that is a really, really interesting question. And I think, you know, when I think about losing one of our sibling, first, there's definitely pain and hurt that I initially feel. And those feelings of hurt and or pain is because of, you know, losing an amazing individual, mm-hmm. right? Especially someone who you're either friends with or what you said as your chosen family, that, you know, which that is pretty common in our community. And then after that, it's this feeling of sadness and anger at times, depending on the situation, right? As many of our listeners know, and as many of us in the community know, oftentimes when we lose one of our siblings, whether a trans woman or a trans man or a trans person of color, it's a result of either hate or discrimination, mm-hmm. or unfortunate relationship, mm-hmm. which is, you know, pretty common that happens in our community. And that's where kind of where the anger comes to play, you know, that I mentioned, because mm-hmm. nobody deserves that, right? That situation, despite what opinion or what you think of that individual, because at the end of the day, that trans person is a human being, mm-hmm. right? And it's not just a thing that you can easily just discard to the point of loss, right? Or death. So that's where the anger comes from. And I think part of that, or what contributes to that, is how society is portraying our community, mm-hmm. How media or social media or people's experience and people's assumption of the trans community plays a really big role on how you can hate and disrespect and mistreat people from our community, right?
Completely.
So it's I think it's very important that we're having our show tonight as an honor to our amazing friend Angel, mm-hmm. Because to your point, we are more than just our identity, yeah. right? Yes, our identity is part of who we are, but it's just a small aspect of who we are as human being, right? You know, we mm-hmm. are professionals. Mm-hmm. We pay bills. We navigate day-to-day activity just like normal human being, right? Mm-hmm. So to associate that and to put us in one aspect of life is unfair, right? Because Completely. We are more than just being trans. You know, we are more than just like what our identity is. So I think it's important for our listeners to you know, really hear from me and from you, from Angel's story, that, you know, we live a life that is normal, that is similar to so many lives of our allies and their cisgender counterparts life and activities.
Completely, and definitely well said. You know, I think that what's wonderful, if I can give a guiding light of positivity, is that, you know, Angel's passing wasn't something including in the listing to which, you know, we hear of common with people within our community. You know, to know that, you know, she had an upstanding life and, you know, vision of herself, and, you know, was able to portray that each and every day and have a partner who really loved her and still, you know, very much so, you know, and family, you know, to see so many people come out and support, so many professionals, people who really run, you know, a lot of big entities, you know, around the nation, to, you know, stop and, you know, say to me, they're sorry for, you know, the loss of somebody so important to not only me, but to what they had each day for, yeah, for work and purpose. And, you know, having somebody be so who they are that, people necessarily didn't know they would, you know, feel the way they felt, you know, but they did. And sometimes that's where, when we circle around to people attacking things like, you know, DEI and all these, you know, subdivisions to create equality and visionary for folks that don't always get those opportunities, this is the result. And this wasn't something that was told to me within hiring, you know, a person. This is just something I knew what to do. This is just the mindset of people who live a day-to-day life as somebody who is not a white cis male. Let's just be really real. It's, I see diversity because I've always been around it. I see productivity of people with different mindsets because I've seen growth all around me. I love seeing different cultures and people uplifted. And for those who, you know, laugh, you know, at like DEI, or, oh, that's a woman, or, oh, you know, this person or whatever, you know, you really don't even understand, especially if you're a person of color. Like, you might be light skinned and you might think that you are passing as something. You're not. And that myth that is so ingrained to have colorism, no matter what your background is, now you see, as the news cycles have moving, you are not better. You know, Black folks have fought for so many different things that other folks take advantage of each and every day and don't even know where it started from. So to, like, you know, look towards us now, like, oh, you know, what are you going to do? Or, oh, you know, and it's like, no, because see, we said it when it was time to be said, and we've been saying it. But see, since everybody always thinks it's going to be us under the will, which it is 99.9999% of the time, we just stay ready. So yes, we ain't got to get ready. And other folks need to catch up. Because if you think that you're a person who has, you know, immigrants, you know, living in your home and things like that, and they paying your bills, you know, off of renting and stuff, and like, that's not going to affect you because, you know, you want to vote for this kind of person, or that's you. You know, if you think that, oh, you date a trans woman and, you know, that makes you some kind of ally, it doesn't, because you don't know experience. You don't know what that person goes through. And don't get caught taking money from no community, you know, because I don't feel that unless you're genuinely involved in our community for the right reasons, you don't get it. A lot of people are predators to it. A lot of people make money off of it. A lot of people, you know, and that's just not the LGBTQ community. We talk about the Black community. The most imitated group of people in the world, but we're not getting the money for it. Mm. You know, you think about K-pop, where'd that come from? You think about all these other, you know, rappers, you know, that may be in Puerto Rico or whatever, where'd it come from? Okay, so see, these people always have these things. You put, you know, a certain body type on Kim Kardashian, now it's acceptable. Okay, see, we have to stop pretending. Mm-hmm. Because the only ones pretending are anybody who is not affected the way Black folks are. Because you have the luxury to pretend or say, at least I'm not this. And that is what happens as a trans woman of color, because no matter what I feel I've done, you know, in our community, for our community, whatever, it comes down to my day to day. It comes down to you as a Pacific Islander woman, your day to day. And people don't look at the day to day. After that event, we go home. After that kiki, that kaka, that la la, we go home. We have to figure out what everybody else has to figure out, but we can't be alike. We have to be better than the rest. And that's something Black folks have known for a long time. And I am very privileged and very honored to be of color in this day and age, to understand what the tools are to survive. Because a lot of people are catching up on what that toolbook looks like. And a lot of people want to come in and pretend that, oh, you know, Black woman's the CEO of Microsoft. Oh, did she? We don't know if she worked hard for that position. What land and what world are you living in? Comments like that make no sense to me. Yeah. And when I hear it, it says, you're ignorant. You're not educated. You take advantage of situations and don't even know how you are. So, you know, loss of my sis is something that has really awakened something different in me over this last month. It has allowed me to no longer take less than what I deserve, to no longer hear opinions and demeaning scoffs from people that could never even walk in my shoes, couldn't handle what I handle, but yet want to give me things to handle. Things they couldn't themselves. You know, when it comes to your point about the lives and endings of trans women by their partners and people who are out here. Yeah, because, you know, when a man is naturally a predatory type person towards women in general, they look towards another version of a woman that may not have a big voice in their mind, may not have a huge experience in their mind, in order to create issue for that person, or feel no matter what they do, that person will have to deal with. And unfortunately, a lot of people in our community do deal with, because they don't know their strength or who they can go to, or what their own experience is more captivating than the person who's saying yes just because. Let's just be real. And I'm going to keep it 100 on here from this show on, because I feel like I have been light the last few years about my experiences, about things that really have happened. Because in doing so, I was always protecting people who wouldn't protect me, in or out relationship or anything else. And I'm not doing it anymore. I'm telling my friend, not doing that no more. The elusive is no longer happening. And we have got to stand up. We have got to fight a different way. And if trans folks are going to come to the table, please know what you're asking for. Please know what you want to say. And let's also understand what doesn't make sense. Because sis, you and I know what doesn't make sense for us to be up in arms about, or what spectacles are caused. Okay, that don't make sense. When people need to be employed, we need to keep discrimination down. And we also need to have people see us as individuals who can actually walk and talk the same way that makes people financially stable. We get caught up in all that mess with a whole bunch of men who can turn it off and on, whether they're gay or not. And we can't. Yeah. Okay, we had a fight when we wanted to go to the bars back in the 80s. People don't remember Stonewall, because they don't have to. Okay, but this is Black people, this is Black trans women. That's what it was. But when we talk about gay pride, why is our pride separate, sis? Why is our pride separate? Because when it came to trans pride, it was actually being siphoned from a bigger organization. So the point is, we, for us, by us, have now cultivated and accumulated something different for folks that isn't seemingly so. And you are the promoter of all of that as an individual. How fortunate I am to be doing a show with you.
Well, you know what? And this is part of the reason why we are uplifting this very complex topic, right? Because we have WPF, WFM as a platform to engage in this conversation, because you are absolutely correct, right? You know, when we're thinking about Pride in general, almost 99.99999%, but we don't even really honor it in the way that how it started, right? You know, from what you mentioned, Stonewall, right? Unfortunately, so many of the large organizations that celebrates Pride do not honor it in a way that it needs to be honored. And that's why we have organizations like Trans Pride Washington, D.C. and other trans-led organizations to remind our community, you know, that the LGBTQ movement have started with a trans woman of color, right? Mm-hmm. And we have to be able to honor that. Yes, we can celebrate. Yes, we can have, you know, the parties, the festival, but we also have to be able to take a moment to honor, you know, those individuals who have fought and in the very front of that movement, right? And give them their flowers, because we existed, we were able to engage and socialize because of their fight into creating a more inclusive space for our community, right? And I think we as organizers and activists now have to always honor the history of our movement, but then at the same time continue to pave the road to our future generations, right? You know, we know that there's still a lot of work to do, especially now, like 2+ weeks into this administration, it feels like we're back to like where we were 50+ years ago, right? So we have to be able to come together and continue to fight, so that way our future generations are able to really thrive in a society where they can be their authentic self and just really focus on like what's going to make them better as human beings navigating our society.
Correct. And, you know, again, we are in a pledge drive, so please feel free to give us a call at 202-588-9739, or, you know, give and donate. Again, you can be a reoccurring donation subscriber at $10 or $20 a month or less, you know, just come on at WPFWFM.org. We will be back after this short break. Amy Winehouse, Tears Dry on Their Own.
It's a darkness that we know, and this regret I got accustomed to. Once was the ride when we were at our height, waiting for you in the hotel at night. I knew I had him at my match, but every moment we could snatch. I don't know why I got so attached. It's my responsibility, and you don't own nothing to me but to walk away. I have no capacity. He walks away, the sun goes down, he takes the day, but I'm grown. And in your way, in this blue shade, my tears dry on their own. I don't understand, why do I stress the man when there's so many bigger things at hand? We could have never had it all, we had to hit a wall. So this is inevitable withdrawal. Even if I stop wanting you, that perspective pushes true. I'll be some next man's other woman, so I can't upgrade myself again. Should just be my own best friend. I put myself in the head with stupid man. He walks away, the sun goes down. The sun goes down, I could say no regrets and no most of no day. Cause as we kiss goodbye, the sun sets. So we are history. The shadow covers me. The sky above the blaze. Lonely lovers see. He walks away. The sun goes down.
Tears dry on their own. Well, welcome back to Inside Out. You're talking with hosts Mimi Magic and Bianca. And we are two of the Inside Out Collective hosts that you will hear every Monday, 6 p.m. on WPFW. And we are in our Pledge Drive month to heal DC. So again, you can give us a call, 202-588-9739 to make a donation, or hit us up on the Cash App, $WPFWFM, and, you know, become a sustaining member. Do your thing. Get those fun prizes that they give out here and there for, you know, new members, and keep sustaining the voices that lift you high. And, you know, definitely thinking about some of these things. I was privileged to, do a medical assessment on a young trans man, actually, the other day. And him and his partner, who is also a trans man, were having difficulties with getting their passports renewed, which has been a thing that, you know, was talked about. And, you know, it's kind of one of those things where, you know, you hear about it and you say, like, oh, you know, is this really happening? Is this real life? You know, are these just stories that, you know, people are kind of trying to say? And, you know, if you, especially if it sounds the same, you know, and different people are talking about it. But, you know, this was a real life situation. And, you know, it was really sad to see the fear and the anxiety and, you know, such young people. And, you know, I'm still young too, darling, but, you know, younger than me. But the point is, you know, and even seeing the anxiety about, like, them completing a medical exam, you know, like, what are the questions? What do I say? How do I feel comfortable? And when we're going through the questions, I ensured that they knew I was familiar with the answers.
Yeah.
And then, okay. Yep. All right. It sounds like we have a caller. Oh, okay. I was like, okay, do we have a caller? I'm so sorry. Okay, sorry. Thank you. You know, not used to seeing you visually, darling. So, you know, forgive me. But the point is, we were talking, and, you know, it was just to understand that when I said, you know, who I was in reference to the community and, you know, the things that I understood, and, you know, it was like this weight just dropped off of them. And then later they even followed up and said, you know, it was just so lovely to have this experience, you know, something that was so scary in the beginning and now no longer was for me. And, you know, I appreciate, you know, the conversation, and, you know, they told me a little bit about the backstory, and it wasn't one of these, you know, yellow brick road, you know, we're going to see Oz and get a wish, you know, type situations. You know, it was, you know, very different. And we actually do have a caller on hold. So caller, come on in. Hello? Hello, caller?
Hi. Yes, hi.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you. And who are we speaking with?
I'm Manny. I'm the partner of Angel, Mimi's best friend.
Yes. Well, thank you for the surprise call. And yes, that is so wonderful. So yes, we've been talking about your lovely, lovely partner for, you know, most of the hour. So please, you know, give us a little bit of insight on you, how you feel, you know, after, you know, everything that, you know, has unfortunately happened within the last month.
Well, I've also been just taking it day by day. It's been interesting on how each day is different, because the little things you can see remind you of them and take you to like those happy moments you had shared together, or just a song come on the radio and just makes you break down in the car.
Yeah. But, well, sorry for infiltrating that situation today with the medleys today.
It is no problem, because anyone that knew Angel know that she had a love of music. So yes, it's inspiring to hear the song that she loves.
Yeah, no, we definitely miss her very much. And, you know, it's just a pleasure to have known somebody who does bring a lot of life and light. And, you know, I know you and I have had our coping moments, you know, together. And, you know, it's it is day by day. It is day by day after you lose a loved one, and you all were together for 14 years. And, you know, lots of love there. You know, how do you feel like you you honor such a relationship at this time?
Honestly, just keep pushing forward and moving forward and just spreading as much love as I can with everyone that I come across. And just, if I'm able to share her story, just a story or two, just to always know that she's with us in little ways that we can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That is a very beautiful way of honoring Angel. Manny, I think from the short amount of time that I've known Angel and have spent time with Angel and you, you know, I can tell the love that both of you have for each other, and the support and this unconditional commitment to, you know, be in the relationship, navigating society as, you know, a queer couple, which, as we all know, have a lot of like challenges. But I think you and Angel have shown so many of us in our community that when there is love and trust within the relationship, that you can overcome you know, a lot of those assumptions. And challenges that our community, our couple, are facing on a day-to-day basis. And I think that it's a very great way of honoring Angel's legacy, you know, continuing to tell her story, continuing to tell, you know, not only who she was as a person, but all of the amazing work and contributions and support, you know, that she's given to her family, her chosen family, and to you. So I think that's a great way of honoring them.
Yes, completely. And, you know, Manny, do you have any words of wisdom to those in the week of love, you know, pretend love, whatever love, you know, do you have any words of encouragement to those who are about to be seeking relationship or are in relationship or not sure about a relationship?
From what I can say from what we've had for the 14 years is that listen to each other. Don't go to bed angry. Talk it out. Even if you're, even if it's a little bit of a fight, just get to a point where you're both calm. And just remember that you're there for each other. If you feel it's not safe, get out. We have full trust within each other.
Yes, completely.
She trusted me.
Completely.
And we've had our ups and downs for sure. We've to say that be able to have those 14 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been amazing.
And it is amazing. And I'm glad that I got to witness a lot of that. And, you know, you all's relationship really taught me a lot. And, you know, I understood that, you know, within her passing, the strength that she gave me to be able to choose myself. So one day that may be a seemingly story for myself. And, you know, I really do appreciate and treasure our friendship through this and you know, having our chosen family, because you know, you're an amazing person, and you know, you're a man who has shown, you know, the utmost patience and grace to, you know, my friend. You know, she was here, and you know, a lot of men don't have that to say to their credit. And I know that when I saw you and I understood Angel, that I knew you truly loved her, and there was no question about it. And again, I don't think a lot of people can say that to their credit. So you really, you know, you make it hard out here, darling. You make it hard. You make it hard.
It's not hard. It's not hard. It's a want to be there, be the best person for them. And my best advice for anyone that's going through what I went through, for a, we had a male-male relationship. Down the line, she came out as trans and was like, okay, let's talk about this. We sat down, we felt how we felt, and we went through the notions of just like, okay, this is how you feel. You're still the same person. You're just changing a few little things here and there of what makes you feel most comfortable. And I fully embraced it. Because it's how she was able to be herself to her fullest, and I could have asked her anything else.
And that is exactly what it is. That right there, through any relationship, is allowing somebody to be who they are to the fullest without, because I know there's gonna be people like, oh, you know, I'm not allowed to do this, or oh, I was no, excuse me. I'm talking about people. Yeah. Who do not, one, take away from another person because they are not able to create stability, or they are not able to really be truthful with who they are in the relationship. And a relationship can only thrive with respect, truthfulness, and the real understanding of where you want to be in this relationship, not a relationship for transactional purposes or in means to an end, which a lot of people get that confused nowadays with the way dating is and social media and the pretend people, because the picture is not always true. And that background was probably at some ex-girlfriend's event, not their own. So the point is, let's just be real people, that you have got to do your homework when it comes to who you're saying you want to be with. And you can have real love and relationship, but you got to also understand that boundaries aren't for a person who's done things to you to talk about needing. It's for you to have created and sustained within yourself. So then when things do go awry, you still can sleep butt naked with the fan on, baby. Because let me tell you something, I am sleeping butt naked with the fan on. I am grieving with my best friend here who is on the line here. And I am also clear, because for once in a very long time, I am not confused about my day to day because of the constant inconsideration that has been presented around me. And I say, in Angel's understanding of giving me strength, I will go for it and understand that I will get what I deserve, and I will not look down to look up again in my life. So with that being said, those going out on Friday, enjoy the day. But after that day, there's more work to be done, especially within yourself, I'm sure. And just understand, if you're going to lay down, make sure you're just doing it with someone that ain't going to give you the fleas, okay? Because we got a lot of them flea giggles out here. So this was our show, Life After Loss. I appreciate you, Manny, calling in. Bianca. And remember, this is Pledge Drive Month, so please get your donations in 202-588-9739. This has been Inside Out, and this is a song coming up called Valerie by Amy Winehouse. It's a big memory between me, Manny, and Angel every Saturday night after a great night. loved hearing her sing and loved hearing her and seeing her perform it. So this one's for you, Angel. And I know wherever you are up there, you are blessing us down here. So I love you. And we love you, the listeners. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
And I think of all the things I want to do. In my head, I paint a picture. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess. And I miss your tender hair and the way you like the dress. Won't you come on over? To go to jail, put your house on off for sale. Did you get a good lawyer? I hope you didn't catch a 10. Hope you find the right man who fits it for you. Now, are you shopping anywhere? Change the color of your hair. Yeah, are you busy? And did you have to pay that fine? I used to dizzy, yeah. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess. And I miss your tender hair and the way you like to dress. I want you to come on over. Sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water. And I think of all the things what to do. In my head I paint a picture. Still I come home when my body's been a mess. And I miss your tender ear and the way you like to drag.
Close to 50 years, WPFW has amplified the voices, told the stories, and shared the history and culture of Black people throughout the diaspora. In short, we are Black history. Black is WPFW. Texting WPFWFM to 801-801 will help to protect this medium in the Black radical tradition so that we can continue to chronicle Black hope, sorrow, and resistance.
Diversity Fund is a grassroots grant source for changemakers of color in the nation's capital. We fund social justice work by and for DC people of the global majority. The deadline for submissions is Friday, March 21st. Details and application information are available at www.diversityfund.org. You can send questions to info@diversityfund.org. Upcoming info session dates and recordings are accessible online at www.diversityfund.org. The phone number for further information is 202-743-0130. That's 202-743-0130.
Climate Friday host Reverend Lennox Yearwood Jr. is but one of the Black voices in climate and environmental justice that will be featured at this year's Taking Nature Black Conference, March 5th through the 8th. Presented by Nature Forward and themed Reclamation and Resilience, with both online and in-person participation for connection, knowledge, inspiration, and more. Details about Taking Nature Black Conference at natureforward.org/takingnatureblack. All one word, Taking Nature Black. That's Taking Nature Black, Reclamation and Resilience, March 5th through the 8th. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Whether it's the courage to tell the truth about displacement, apartheid, and genocide, or our commitment to presenting jazz and all of its extensions, as well as other liberatory musical forms, blues, hip-hop, house, W.